continuing in principle number 8, and we just said how our spiritual work is working to give to our friends and learn to love our friends to the extent that we love ourselves. Brings to mind Rabbi Baruch Shalom. He said something like, I haven't yet met somebody who paces back and forth concerned, what can I do for my friends? Naturally, when we have a problem, we're concerned about it. Could be to the extent that we can't sleep at night and we're pacing back and forth concerned about it. But the question is, are we pacing back and forth concerned, thinking, what is it that I could do to help my friends? Right? Of course we love our friends. But the idea is we're trying to reach a place of loving our friends to the extent that we love ourselves, which is a whole nother level. Okay, so number 2, the work of the heart is to give without desiring anything in return. Many people are giving but are motivated by expectations of receiving something from the giving. The spiritual work is to strive to give without any inner hope of receiving something in return. When we want to receive something, we are actually involved in receiving rather than giving. The goal is to be able to give to others out of love for others and serve God out of love for God. That's a strong statement here. In our giving, when we want to receive something from the giving, we are actually involved in receiving rather than giving. Well, so until we reach a high spiritual level, most of our giving is rooted in somehow it serving ourselves. So all of that giving is actually being involved in receiving. We're trying to reach a place where our giving is truly out of love for who we're giving to. So at first, even though our giving is not on that level, what we're trying to attain through our giving is a place of truly loving who we're giving to, and for that giving to transcend any aspect of our trying to get something for ourselves from the giving. So the spiritual work of giving is trying to learn how to reach a place of purely giving. Not a simple thing. Okay, number 3. Many people give to others in a way that has nothing to do with connecting with God. The giving is motivated by the person's conscience, by wanting to be humane, or by wanting to build a just society. While this type of giving plays an important role in the world and is not to be belittled, it is actually not the essence of giving. The goal is not to be in service to other people, but rather to be in service to God. So this is a difficult one for a lot of people, right? But this is what was mentioned in the beginning of this principle, that we have the work of the heart and the work of the mind. The work of the heart is simply the work giving, and the work of the mind is learning to reach a state of emuna, a state that transcends our understanding, a higher consciousness that's connecting us to our divine source. And so we learned that integration of both of these is very important, because the whole goal of everything we're going through is this process of learning to be able to experience our divine source in the way of unconditional love in the ultimate way. So even in our work of giving to other people and learning how to love other people, the idea is for it to be integrated with our trying to reach a state of loving God, loving the source of reality, the giver of life. So, and that we'll discuss more, God willing, coming up in the rest of this section that talks about the work of the mind, emuna. Okay, number 4. The purpose of giving to others is to reach the state of loving others. If we feel ourselves superior to others, we are not able to truly love them. Our relationships need to be based on equality, an act of charity, even though it is beautiful and important in and of itself, does not develop our love for the other person. Yes, we did what needed to be done, but as long as we return home without maintaining our connection to the person in need, we are not developing our love. If we give some money to somebody in the street we don't know, so first the question is, why did we give that money? Were we purchasing for ourselves to feel good that we helped somebody? Were we purchasing for ourselves not to feel bad that we weren't helping somebody? Were we feeling, oh, here is this person that I'm superior to, that I can give of my money to this person who doesn't have? Or are we trying to develop an actual love for the person that we're giving to? There's an idea that when a person gives, a simple example, like some money as charity to somebody, so the person who's giving the money is to say thank you. I normally think a person would give and the person who's receiving it needs to say thank you. But the person who received the money, so they received a little bit of money. But the person who's giving the money, so if they're giving the money in order to reach a state of actually loving the other person, they're actually doing an act to attain spiritual transformation, which is everything that we're here to do. So the person who's giving the money in that simple example is actually the one who's receiving the most. They're receiving an opportunity to work on their soul development. So a person who's giving the money in that simple example, not only to like say thank you, but the person to actually feel that they're the one who's receiving, that they're the thankful one. And our acts of giving to somebody to truly feel that we're the ones that are receiving in that moment. The idea of giving isn't just be giving to anybody that asks and giving everything away. If to be sure that our giving is going in the right place. We could be giving in one place, which then doesn't allow us to give somewhere else. We have to give in a measure that allows us to be able to continue to be able to give. So the idea, of course, isn't giving everything away, but the idea is that we're trying to shift our whole focus from every moment being in a place of trying to serve ourselves to a place of being in a state of truly caring for those outside of ourselves and giving in a way that's appropriate, in a way that we're able to, in a healthy way. But also connected to what we just read here, if in an act of giving that's like somebody, just a stranger in the street, so yes, it's important to give in any way that we can, but if it's an act of giving in that situation or another situation that we're never going to even see the person again, so, although there's can be an important thing to do, and depending on the situation, and to do what needs to be done, but on a deeper level, all of our giving is to learn how to actually come to a place of loving the other person, which is something that takes a lot of work and development and time, and that's why the works of giving with our friends or people that we're close to or people that we're going to see often is a way that our giving can be worked towards developing our love for the other. Not just a way of an act of giving that's sort of like then allowing us to not have to be concerned about the other anymore. We want our acts of giving to be building our love for the other person. Yes, let's just read number 4 one more time. It says, the purpose of giving to others is to reach a state of loving others. If we feel ourselves superior to others, we are not able to truly love them. Our relationships need to be based on equality. An act of charity, even though it is beautiful and important in and of itself, does not develop our love for the other person. Yes, we did what needed to be done, but as long as we return home without maintaining our connection to the person in need, we are not developing our love.